This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has called upon Bangladesh to take all steps for the protection of the minorities. Addressing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India's position on the matter is clear that the interim government must live up to its responsibility of protecting all minorities. The spokesperson expressed concern at the surge of extremist rhetoric, increasing incidents of violence and provocation. On the arrest of Chinmoy Krishnadas, Mr. Jaiswal noted that legal processes are underway. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the government is continuously monitoring the situation related to incidents of violence against minorities in Bangladesh. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha today, the minister said the government has taken a serious note on reports of incidents of violence against Hindus in Bangladesh. He said homes and business establishments have been ransacked and there have been attacks on the temples and other places of worship across Bangladesh in August this year. He said the High Commission of India in Dhaka is continuously monitoring the situation related to the minorities in Bangladesh. He said the primary responsibility for the protection of life and liberty of all citizens of Bangladesh, including the minorities, rests with the Bangladesh government. The Centre and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, today signed a $98 million loan to improve horticulture crop farmers' access to certified disease-free planting materials, which will boost their crops' yield, quality and resilience to climate impacts. The signatories to the loan agreement for the Building India's Clean Plant Program were Joint Secretary in the Department of Economic Affairs, Juhi Mukherjee, and Officer in Charge of ADB's India Resident Mission, Kaiveyo. After signing the agreement, Ms. Mukherjee stated that the ADB funding will promote plant health that is vital for improving productivity of farmers. The plant health management promoted through the project will also help farmers adapt to climate change, as rising temperatures not only cause extreme weather events but also affect pest and disease behavior. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met MPs, MLAs, ministers and party leaders at the state BJP headquarters at Bhubaneswar this evening on the first day of his three-day visit to Odisha. Mr. Modi spent about 2.5 hours at the party office where he interacted with the MPs, MLAs, ministers and party leaders on different issues concerning the party and the newly formed BJP government in Odisha. Union ministers Joel Oram, Dharmendra Pradhan, Ashwini Vaishnav, Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi and other senior leaders were also present during the meeting of the Prime Minister. Mr. Modi had dinner with the party leaders after the meeting. The Prime Minister is at Bhubaneswar to attend the Director Generals and Inspector Generals of Police Conference tomorrow and the day after. He is scheduled to return to Delhi on Sunday afternoon. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the All India Conference of Director Generals and Inspector Generals of Police at Bhubaneswar in Odisha this afternoon. The three-day conference is being held to provide an interactive platform for senior police professionals and security administrators in the country to discuss and debate diverse national security-related issues. The conference focuses on key aspects of national security, including counter-terrorism, left-wing extremism, coastal security, new criminal laws and narcotics, among others. Municipal Corporation of Delhi, MCD, has intensified its efforts to control air pollution in New Delhi. MCD has deployed 372 monitoring teams consisting of 1,295 officers across all 12 zones to ensure strict adherence to GRAP-4 guidelines. These teams are focusing on preventing open garbage burning, illegal construction, waste dumping and dust control on roads. The fourth game of the FIDE Chess World Championship between D. Gukesh and Dingli Rain finished in a draw today in Singapore. Both players now have 2 points each. In Game 3, Gukesh managed to level the score at 1.5 by defeating Li Rain, who is defending his throne against the teenager from Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.